This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the United States. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
Last time we spoke on Friday and markets very volatile. We've had the oil price reaching four-year highs. It's come down a bit now because we've seen dozens of countries agreeing to release a record amount of oil from their emergency reserves to alleviate these supply shortages and try and limit the soaring prices. The question is, has it had an effect on markets?
Well, Johnny, yes. I mean, in terms of what you're referring to there, the idea of really the West collectively trying to come together to supply the constraints due to the Strait of Hormuz being kind of closed. I say kind of because it's not physically closed, but there are huge amounts of uncertainty traversing ships through the strait there, with Iran kind of vowing problems if boats do move through. And at the same time, the U.S. and Western allies being very much wanting to try and keep oil prices at bay. And it makes a lot of sense, Johnny. I think actually when we take a look at what has gone on, it's actually hard to believe that we haven't spoke since the initial oil spike that took place in the last 1 week. With everything going down in the Middle East, we saw oil prices as high as just about $119, $120 per barrel, at least on WTI U.S. oil. And that was a big shock. That, I think, woke everyone up because you start looking at that and you say, okay, here we are. We have been in a three-year stretch where oil prices have been actually declining, and that has been helping with the inflation story. The stock markets around the world have rebounded very well. But when you actually take a hard look at it and say, well, look at the oil price during that time, look at the stock market, it has been very cooperative. Oh, well, by now we can see things have already shifted dramatically on the inflation expectations if you do see oil prices remain elevated. We're at $86 a barrel here for US WTI oil. Of course, putting that in UK Brent oil, that's $90 per barrel, 91 almost here today. And so you look at that and you say, okay, this issue's a problem. And I think, Johnny, that's the whole point that Iran knows, right? Their angle on this, at least if we're speculating, I'm not revealing anything that everyone hasn't thought about by any means, but the idea basically here is if Iran can keep pressure on the West and keep oil prices elevated, it may force Westerners to come to the table in a way that is more advantageous for them. However, at the same time, the West has picked up on the idea that the number of missiles coming out of Iran into other places has been steadily declining. So it does seem like at some point both sides will want to come to the negotiation table. However, the latest development that I think is kind of interesting is we have seen some jawboning from Trump, kind of pointing to the idea that there's not that many targets left to take out here. That is what he kind of said this morning. I'm paraphrasing heavily there, but that was sort of the mantra. We also at the same time have seen him say that he thinks that the war is going to come to a close, soon. However, some retaliation from the other side of this equation, Iran, knowing full well that that is not to their advantage. They do not want a quick into the war unless it is advantageous to them. They want to draw this thing out to force inflation and political pressure to what is the midterm elections coming in the United States. There is a lot of kind of 3D chess going on here beyond just the oil price rise. The oil price rise is the catalyst, I think, for trying to get the attention of the West, but it is certainly drawing some uncertainty to markets. And as we know and talk about all the time, uncertainty is very, very much something that the markets do not like. Interestingly, on the foreign exchange side of things, Johnny, real quick, we had the dollar continue to move higher amidst all of this, as we just got done describing the inflation pressures being persistent here, are also moving the 10-year yield higher. We are seeing expectations for Fed rate cuts diminished, despite what has been a round of weak economic data, like the jobs report that we reported last Friday.
Having said all that, you mentioned the fact that Brent crude is around about $90 a barrel at the moment. You mentioned that Donald Trump saying that this war could be over very, very soon. Everything seems to be centered now on the Strait of Hormuz, which, don't forget, that's also affecting Iran. Most of the Iranian revenue it has is coming via oil anyway. So if the United States can sort out the Strait of Hormuz situation, this will be over, won't it?
That's pretty much the main, the true checkpoint. I mean, quite physically, literally, the checkpoint of this whole ordeal. And actually, you mentioned that, you know, not being able to export oil out is negative for Iran. Well, you know who else it is negative for is Iran's biggest supporter, which is China. Remember that if you can think geopolitically on a map for a second, geographically, that Strait of Hormuz, who are the natural customers right there? Well, Southeast Asia. It's, you know, a pretty quick close point to you know, India and China and Japan. And so, you know, these elevated oil prices, while it does impact negatively the global exchange, it also very much hurts directly China. So it's a tricky one because you kind of think who has the upper hand here. It does seem slightly tilted in favor here of the West. I mean, clearly from a militaristic perspective, there is no question there, but rather the negotiating, strength here. Iran has lost their supreme leader. They also at the same time have their own allies who are negatively impacted by this, and their own supply of revenue is hurt by this. So I do think that we will eventually see a resolution to it, but at what point does Iran actually kind of concede that, or will they be to the end unwilling to negotiate?
And indeed, many commentators have suggested that this isn't really about Iran for President Trump. It is more about China and America exerting its influence globally, both from a military and an economic point of view. Absolutely fascinating situation, but of course, very worrying as well, particularly for those who are reliant on jobs and don't want to have to pay any more for their mortgages and so on. And talking about paying more, we've actually had the US inflation numbers today. On a normal day, this would have been the top story, wouldn't it? Because with rates before this crisis took hold, looking like they were going to come down, the consumer price index now today was a key one, wasn't it?
That's right. I think a couple things to note. Of course, today's CPI print came in about in line with expectations at 2.4%. So no huge shocks there. However, there's a couple things to think about here with this. We know that the longer this conflict draws out, it could continue to be a inflationary pressure, as we've talked about, and as you pointed out, with rates moving higher as well. Well, here's the thing to also consider is that if we continue to see this thing drawn out, oil prices rise, the dollar is also benefiting from the risk-off kind of dynamic that's going on. And so we have all these things that are coming to head. Now, we also have to think about here with the CPI print that the data that we had released was February's data. The majority of this conflict and the actual shock to the oil price took place in March. So really the CPI that we will be heavily anticipating is actually next month's. I think the market didn't move very much on the CPI report because it's kind of like, okay, well, that's kind of old data and we've had such a shock to the system since that data came out that it's almost obsolete by the time it hit the wire. So I think really the big question will be, watch oil prices. I mean, I think it's the most important chart in the market right now, given the escalation or de-escalation narrative, whichever way it goes, will also have a direct impact on the rest. It's, one of those things we have. There's an interesting timeline that's on everyone's radar, both the U.S. and Iran, which is U.S. elections in November, the midterm elections. So does Iran want to try and hold things out for a while? I mean, that's multiple months away. However, they don't even have to do it that long because what we know about inflation is that it's sticky. It takes time for inflation to pass through the system. So if they can hold out for a few months, it's going to start to really take shape in the CPI. And that is, I think, the biggest kind of negotiating tactic that side of the conflict would have.
Excellent stuff, Nick. We'll speak to you again on Friday. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Johnny. Speak to you then.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.